So with that, Jeffrey asks, brand metrics provides conversion data at the category level via category median number, not the average, while the targeting tab provides conversion at the keyword level. Can you therefore still use brand metrics conversion data as an accurate benchmark for comparison with the targeting tab conversion number? And then there's a follow-up question to that, but we'll unpack that first.
Perfect. So for one, I typically don't compare the two. They are showing you very different sets of data. Brand metrics is showing you your retail data and your advertising data. So it is 10x more powerful, in my opinion, than just your targeting tab data. So that's kind of the first basis I would call out. I rely on brand metrics when I'm trying to view how I am doing related to the whole category. So if you think about what a category is, you can usually go pretty niche, but if I'm, you know, selling a marker or a Sharpie, like I'm going to view the category data for markers, right? So it's going to be a lot more broad. And again, it is showing me advertising and organic data. So it's a lot more holistic view. My favorite aspect of the brand metrics tab is it is showing me a direct comparison to that category median. So it is the best way to say, hey, I am performing less than category median or category top, which is also very valuable, or I am performing better than. And then once you have that baseline metric, you can then decide, let's look at my targeting tab and get my advertising data. Now, another call that I'm going to have is your targeting tab is not a full view either. And I don't love using the targeting tab as that direct comparison because your targeting tab is going to be dependent on what you're targeting. So again, brand metrics is showing you the whole category. Your targeting tab is going to be dependent on how good your keyword research is. If I take over someone's account and their keyword research is terrible and they're selling a marker, but they're targeting, you know, blue tape, it's going to make the conversion rate look terrible. But it's not actually the brand's performance. It's the targeting. And your targeting tab's missing out on sponsored brands data as well. So it's just, it's missing a lot of different data. Now, if I'm only vetting Amazon advertising performance, I would definitely take a look at the targeting tab. It's one of my best ways to optimize, but don't compare the two. The third question here is there a third-party software that can get a more accurate benchmark on conversion rate on the keyword level within a category? One, Search Query Performance gives us this. So that's probably my first recommendation is just pull your Search Query Performance data because that's going to show you your brand share and everything else on the search term level. Third-party softwares don't necessarily get this data. So the Amazon API does not allow us to see this unless it's through the brand metrics API. So it's not necessarily anything that I would trust because if third-party softwares are giving you this data, it's typically built off their own algorithmic formula, which isn't fantastic. And they need to have more data to make it more accurate. So you'd have to be looking at a PacView, Perpetua, Quartile, or Teika, anyone running a high enough amount of spend to have accurate category analysis.
Gotcha. Okay. So at best, just start with what Amazon gives you.
Yes.